Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for this beautiful day. I truly thank God for His righteousness and His glory. I thank God that every one of you is up and about doing what you need to do. But this morning, I would like to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your mercy and grace. I truly thank God for your love through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that you touch the minds of your people today as they go out and do whatever you command them to do. Father God, I thank you for this radio broadcast, WCNO. Lord, bless Brother Tom and his crew for doing what they had to do to raise money to keep the radio, this station, on the air. But Father God, because the people rely and depend on this station, because it's an encouragement to them to hear your word and to believe in your word and to have faith in your word so they can use that throughout the entire day. Heavenly Father, let us bless you throughout the day. Let your mercy and grace be upon us in this day and hour. And Lord, we ever give you the glory, we ever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly, I thank God for blessing us to be in this beautiful day in His presence. And I would like to go in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And I truly thank God for His word. And I would like to read according to the tree. And I thank God of Jesus mentioning about the trees. And starting at the 17th verse of Matthew, the 7th chapter. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. And I truly thank God for that, because wherefore, by the Lord is going to judge us according to the fruit on that tree. And God is going to try us of the work that we are doing for Him according to the fruits. And a question I need to ask, what does He mean about a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit? And what do He mean, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit? Well, there's two different type of people. Or two different type of group. There's a good tree and there's a bad tree. I remember when I was a little girl, we used to stay on a grove where we had orange orchard. And we were surrounded by orange trees and grapefruits. But when I was a little girl, you know, you like to explore when you was a little child. You like to explore your curiosity, get the best of you. We had a tree in the middle of all the fruit trees, all the oranges. But this first particular tree, this tree that I want to tell you about, was a beautiful tree. Beautiful leaves, but the orange was very orangey. And I mean very real bright orange. And when I came up to that tree, I noticed when I plucked the orange off the tree and bite into a peel the hug, the fruit was sour. Oh, it had my lips so tight. Oh, I had to run to get some water to wipe the bitterness of their fruit. Now see, that's what happened when trees really deceive you. And I thought this tree was bearing good fruit. But unfortunately, this tree bear a nasty, a bitter, sour taste. And I was amazed. And my dad warned me, you need to stay away from that tree. But that's what happened when you disobey and you pay the consequence. But my dad warned me not to bother that tree because that was not a good tree. But the fruit deceived the eyes or whoever was in tights too. I mean, it was a beautiful tree, had dark green leaves, and the orange was mean real orange, bright orange. And I mean, it was desirable. Now, I got to thinking about that tree just like in the garden. When God told Adam not to eat that tree, or he will die. If he eat on that tree of good and evil, he will die. And Adam did die, and Eve too, because they partake that tree. And as I was thinking about that, as myself, as a little girl, had partake on that tree, I got the consequence of peeling the hull and back down into that meat of that orange. It really gave me a bad taste. I mean, I didn't, and trust me, dear folks, I didn't touch that tree anymore. But see, that's what Jesus was talking about of that tree. See, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. So when I took partake of that tree, that fruit wasn't sweet. It was bitter. It was bitter to the core. And see, that's it. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So that tree that I partake on could not produce good, sweet fruit. It was bitter, like I said, to the core. So sometimes we got to be watchful when we meet around people. Now, when I'm talking about people, some people got sweet spirit, some people got evil spirit. But when you find people who have a sweet and humble nature spirit that God give to them, okay, that's the good fruit. But when you get around people who use foul words and say things they shouldn't say, and sometimes they have hate and bitterness and like they want to take somebody's life, that's that person who have that evil spirit. That's the bad fruit. And so my brothers and sisters, we got to learn how to discern of the things that the Lord requires of us. As Paul said, we need to learn how to discern the Lord's body. So we have to learn how to discern the things that is around us. And when Jesus said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. So that tree that was on that property was no good to nobody. They had to get rid of it. They had to destroy it because, number one, it did not produce sweet meat to the core. It did not produce sweet juice. It produced sour juice. And it was no good to the person when he wanted to sell his fruit. So they had to destroy that tree. So the same way with us, praise God, when we are the righteous of God and we are that witness and that light, see, that's that tree that the Lord looking for. We bear the light. We bear the sweetness. We bear the righteousness. We bear the spirit of the things of God. But a person who don't have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and don't have the Lord in their life, they're the one who bear and produce evil spirits, produce bad spirit. So when you find a person who have a hate and don't know how to get along with anybody, nor themselves, they bear the bad fruit. But the one who have the loving spirit, who love people, who love to help people, love to do what they see fit to get somebody to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and get them into the kingdom of God and don't want to see nobody lost, okay, that's the good fruit. And I truly thank God. And then when the Lord said, praise God, even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Remember the tree in the Garden of Eden, and that tree was the tree of good and evil. But then there was another tree, and that was the tree of life. And a lot of time, a lot of people are not on that tree of life. They still are on the tree of good and evil. And what do the tree of evil do? It bring death. It bring destruction. It bring confusion, malice, jealousy, and everything on that tree of good and evil. Not even have the love of God. Don't fear God. Don't want to have no relation of God. They are on the tree of good and evil. But the tree of life, that is Jesus himself, who gave his body, soul, and spirit. He is that tree of life. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And so when we are on that tree of life, here come love, caring, trusting, believing, gentleness, and everything that pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that tree of life. We bear that fruit that Jesus wants us to have. So, my brothers and sisters, we aren't in that time, praise God, that we need to be the light of the world. We need to be that light that Jesus is calling for in these last days. And I truly thank God that he wants us to be the kind of people who will do the work for him. And now I want to read on, and it say, and I say it again, wherefore Jesus said, every tree that brings forth not good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. That means the person don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be lost. He will be destroyed. He will be burned forever. So that's why we're trying to encourage people who don't know Jesus Christ. Now's the time that we need to let them know Jesus loves you. He don't want you to go to hell. He wants you to receive the kingdom of God. He died for you. He shed his body, soul, and spirit for you, that you will receive the inheritance that was promised through our Heavenly Father, the Almighty. And then he said, the 23rd, wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. Yes, how you know them? By watching them, how they walk and talk, and how way they carry themselves. And then you say, oh, that brother's spirit is good. I like his spirit. I love her spirit. I love the way how she carry herself. I love the way how she handle herself. I love the way how he handle himself and how he share the word, how he show love. See, that's what the tree, praise God, of bearing the fruit. And ye shall know them. They go their way out to help that one who don't know how to get there. They go their way out and helping the sick and praying for the sick. Don't have no malice. Don't have no envy, don't have no jealousy, but they want to show them the love of God. And we are that light that Jesus is talking about that sent on the hill. We are that witness to tell people of the love of God. Now, my brothers and sisters, we aren't in that time. And now's the day and hour that we need to know the Lord as ever before. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? See, that's part of the tree. That's part of the good tree. And then you find some who are still doing things that's not pertaining to God, not reference to God. Yes. God, that's why Jesus asked that question. There's going to be some going to be prophesied. Lord, I did this and did that. But the Lord see the fruits on your tree. Now, my brothers and sisters, let us continue doing the will of God. And may God bless you in this day and hour.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program, or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.